मंगलम भवतु।
दे आर टेलिंग ईच अदर वराहा पीडम नतवर वपु कर्णयो कर्णिकारम व्यभ्रतवासम कनकपुकम वैजयंती चमालां रंद्राण देवदर्शया पूरयन गोपबिंदे सुंदारण्यम सपदरमणम प्राप्त गीतते। हैव यू हर्ड दिस? दिस इज बेस्ट श्लोक फॉर कृष्ण फेस एंड his beauty regarding the best book in the whole Srimad Bhagavatam or any book in the whole world. Krishna went to cowherd. His body is like made cloud. What kind of clouds? They are going to give water, full of water. Some white plus black. Krishna has on his base body very yellow, like Thunderbolt is for only 1 second, but this is for eternal. Krishna has both Vaijayanti Mala of various colors, so fragrant. These are coming and just whirling there. Krishna has so many signs in his throat when Krishna gets saved. All signs come out. Whole Vrindavan, whole Braja. And Krishna sings towards anyone. And his eyes are searching anyone. And if he sees that thing, he becomes so overjoyed. Ja rahe hain? Jaiye. Shaam ko aane ke liye to kaha hai. Usko koi jhijak to paida nahi hogi.
Usko?
Usko?
ऐसा वो वातावरण बना देंगे कोई दिक्कत नहीं होगी।
हाँ सब ठीक है।
ठीक है सर।
What Krishna is saying? What Krishna is saying?
Radharani.
हाँ, Radharani sir. And you see this. That's it. Krishna began to do archan with eyes. And smiling. He plays on bansi and all cowherd boys surrounding him. Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki, Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki are sounding. If anyone at that time in morning are coming Krishna from cowherding in the evening, if anyone's eyes have seen Krishna in this way, then their eyes are successful. Otherwise, no use of eyes. Gopis are there. Come at once from your prison and see Krishna is going. And he will not go always to only this very moment he is passing and will pass away. So come out. She is telling that my mother-in-law rejects me. Don't go. There is a black snake. Will cut me. And never be sure. So don't go. Tell her that she should protect her daughter. Not to you. Come at once. Don't fear. Otherwise this sin will go away. Then she told, why you are checking me? Why you are not checking your daughter and why you are yourself going there? I will not remain in this prison. I will go at once. Then boss comes and see Krishna. Very marvelous scene. So this has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is called Gopi Geet. No? At what time this Gopi Geet was done? When Krishna went to cowherd and gopis are feeling separation. They are sitting in groups here and there and there and telling to each other. This is the time about 10. Rat Lila. When it was done?
Midnight.
When night?
Throughout the whole night.
Huh?
Throughout the whole night until the morning.
That rat was done in night. So it is the pastime of night. Yasodama finds Krishna with a pokhal. Pokhal, you know?
Rope. A rope?
No. And then?
Grinding mortar.
Oh.
Grinding mortar.
Binded Krishna. And Krishna was waiting. What was the time?
Early in the morning?
Early in March, before sunrise. No? So every past tense has its fixed date, fixed time. So when you are chanting, now it is about 11?
It's a quarter to 11.
What this means?
In the cowherd. Oh no, he's at Radhakun.
What is he doing?
With Radharani and the gopis.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Picking flowers.
And? Doing so many things. His Srimati Radhika has done to Sun Puja. And she has taken a shape of a student. Brahmin is student. He has taken some books here. He has kept his bansi at any place and taken from his boy and went there. He is telling that Garki has invited me. I am going, I have no time. And Jatla is telling that you should do my daughter-in-law's son's puja. So many things are going there. When we chant this time, they can. In night, in last night, do and chant time. Time to time, past time. But now it is very good for us. The real thing that we are getting no mercy of Harina. So try to do prayer that you should be enough, at least in city, that this should be realized also. Like Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami,
we should.
You are feeling no sunrise?
I don't know if this is a proper question for the audience, but I wanted to get a personal instruction. I understand you gave Satru Maharaj some prayers to say as soon as upon rising, even before bath, and because it's hard for me to absorb myself on the transcendental platform, particularly upon rising. So I wanted to get a program for what prayers to do when, starting from
if
rising.
If you like, you can pray Rupa Goswami prayer, Raghunath Das Goswami prayer. That was Adevi Kasu Parakatagataya Javacha Jati Nipatya Bhuvi Dandavata Sarti Asya Prasadu Mabudasya Janasya Kitra Gandharvike Abhagani Nipanana. That, O Radhike, I have taken your abode. We have given everything in your lotus feet. Please be merciful to me. I am so unlucky. I am so sorry. I am so foolish. I know nothing. But yet I want that you should register my name in the list of your that. You can do like this. In Vilas Kusman, there are two
which prayers by Rupa Goswami? That one. Where is that from? What book is that from?
There are so many books.
That's Raghunatha.
Padyavali.
Oh, Padyavali?
Not Padyavali.
Dhammamala is.
There are so many.
Did I learn the Sanskrit or just say it in English?
You can say in English also. You can tell it in your bhavana and language. Simply, very simply. And if the slok is there, you can also utter the slok.
You told me on the first meetings that we were having that I should go around to the holy places and sweep and take the dust and put on the eyes, etc. Is it okay to do that with something like Jagatarini's boxes of dust, where she has the little bottles of the dust, and do it in the mind, or should we actually physically go to the places?
It will be so much better to go to the places. They will remember you all past time. And it's that, he has done some parishram, labor. Yeah, he has done labor to come here. So, I should give mercy, so much. And you see the places. And pray to dust. That be kind to me. Make realize me also. She has so many what?
Bottles of dust.
What? That you are doing recording?
Tape. Yes. Oh, tape.
She has. She will give you. Don't come here.
It's
in light manner.
Oh, right.
Understand?
Right.
Understand?
Uh-huh.
But if you cannot come here, then you listen to tape. Or if you cannot go to the place, if you're not living in Vrindavan, then some dust with you. But if you're in the place, you go to the place.
To go to places is more benefit. If a life soul does not tell anything, always silent, but yet if you go, you gain something. You know this fact? You know? So in this way, if that place will not tell anything, but it will give some inspiration in heart of that path. So it is better to go.
You were discouraging when I mentioned about Gayatri Mantra, the first mantra, Om Bhur Bhuva. You were saying how it's a little Purusha Bhav to say that. So is it okay to think of how Radharani worships the sun god when we say that mantra, or what?
What
how should we say?
Mantra, there is potency in anything.
Mm-hmm.
It will manifest in you.
So how should we think when we say the first mantra?
What? They will give you impression, you will see.
Given what?
Don't give anything your matto. Don't trade.
Oh.
On that tree. Only your Gurudev has given, go on, what he has told.
Okay.
But trace on Gopal Mantra and Kamgayatri.
We heard that you said to one of the devotees that she should say the last two verses 108 times in a day. Should we do that?
You can do.
Is it better to do that even though we don't have such a taste now? As part of sadhana?
It is sacred thing. I don't tell all these things in mass. So secretly, but you will not keep anything separate.
No, well, it's the tapes who gets them is very much considered. Oh, should I turn it off?
Sadhana.
Right.
It's not propaganda in your whole being.
No.
It is not propaganda. It will propagate if you will get nothing.
Right.
Only propagate, you should take Harinam, be far away from four things, drinking and all this, you know, four things. Be aware and do Bhagavad Bhakti and don't forget what I'm telling you.
Right.
You should keep in your heart.
The tapes are only for a few people who are already hearing from
only
you.
Only for you.
Oh.
For those who are here, not for all. They will visit you.
Right.
And go to hell if they are not qualified. They will understand here and there.
हाँ
ठीक है हाँ अरे भैया ठीक है हाँ तुमको साथ में ले आया आप लोग ठीक हैं आज तो बहुत अपने सब बच्चों के साथ में आए
आप पहले से आए वहाँ की तरफ
ये तुम्हारा भाई है
ये आदमी का भाई है मामा तो नहीं
अच्छा ये तो इनका खास भाई ये मामा का लड़का है अहमदाबाद से आया हेलो
हाजी
कम चक ना
Yes, I've been to Jaipur
and to Ujjain also. And this town, yes, it's okay. Yes, join us.
Sometimes
try to go the last bottom of
The last bottom?
Bottom.
What's the last bottom? The depth?
Yes.
The deepest?
Deepest.
How? By praying to?
By bhavana. Only we can please Krishna. Aradhika by deep only it can approach to the feet of Krishna. Deep being select one of any efficient gopis. They will not leave her feet. They may do anything that they will send us in the feet of Krishna. Sri Rupa Kripaye Suniyachi Loka Mukhe Bole Sarvajan Sri Rupa Kripaye Mile Sri Krishna Charya In a poem, it has been written, Narottam Thakur is writing. I have heard that by taking shelter in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, Radha and Krishna easily be found. So, I pray my Gurudev that he should Let me to Sarupa Goswami and to spell me in the lotus feet of Sarupa Goswami. And pray for me that you should take me to Jugal Kishore. Jugal Kishore, you know? Jugal Kishore, Kishore. Then Rupa Goswami, Rukmanjari will take me to Lalita Vishakha. Tell her, pray her, that give a special mercy for them, this new one. Then they will take to Radha and Krishna. Radha will tell, ask, who is she? Then Rupa Manjari will tell, that newly coming. Oh, it seems very efficient, very what?
Organized.
Very sweet. Very beautiful. Very efficient in every color. Color you art. Master of all art, you know. Then Srimati will love something, smile, and Lalita will give her hand in the hands of Jugal Samani Kishori, Kishori ji. And she again will give her hand in the hands of Rupa Manjari. Keep it and make this newly sati so efficient in every dancing, singing, playing, doing everything. So if anyone like this efficient sati on everything is, who is so merciful.
You said pray to our guru to bring us to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. So how can we think of our Prabhupada in his Vastu city without imagination, without kalpana?
Pray everything to him.
But should we meditate on him in the form that he previously revealed?
Only how you should do. But he's continuing.
If I take off the tape, can I ask a question? It's pretty safe.
You want to take my everything and I will be like you.
It says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the more the Panchatattva distributed love of God, the more it increased hundreds of times. So whenever you distribute it to us, you're getting it hundreds of more times anyway.
You are taking my everything.
That's only Vivekananda. You said that. Just one last question, very quick. Sometimes when I pray to Radharani for direct service, I say, please give me your direct service so that when I preach, it'll have more effect. But is this proper, or should I just forget about the preaching and just say, please give me your direct service, and then everything else will come automatically? Is that a dumb question, as usual?
It's a question.
Very profound. It's a very deep question.
Again? Again,
you know, we pray to Radharani, please give me your service. Let me put the necklace on you, etc., etc. Let me have your direct service. So one of my services, you know, here with this body is prachar, you know, bhakti bhakti prachar. So sometimes when I pray to Radharani for her direct personal service, I say, so that when I preach to the public, it will have, you know, you will be present there and I'll have more effect in giving people Krishna consciousness, because right now I don't have effect. Is that kind of prayer okay?
Going on doing so, no? When Srimati Radhika will be so her mercy to you, and if you become mad at that time, what preaching will do?
It will be very effective. But I mean, should I bother praying like that or not? In other words, don't pray like that.
Then preaching will be most beautiful. Anyone see you weeping, rolling, less and less time more than what you are doing. No? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing preaching in mass here and there and there, but he did so many times more when he was in jail, Gambira, and weeping, oh Krishna, where is God? Premananda ka dekha tha, get test in this, but I'm telling you, will bhul jayegi sab, forget everything, whether you have wear this sari or no, no care whether it is standing on ground, then you are going hurry, and then everyone know you, that is then real prachar will be done. Now we are speaking without any realization. But if speaking with realization, it will be so fruitful. 100 and less and more. Janma sarthak kara para upakar. At first, you should realize yourself and Krishna. Then you can tell anything about him. Now you are dictating letter, telegram, like peon. We are like peon. We don't know what is in this. You are giving. But when you realize, then that thing is another. If anyone hear you at that time, see this certainly like gopis. Realize so. I did only that I should be realized. I'm telling for so many years and years that two chants, yes, but I have no choice. No water comes. I want that Krishna should come with water. Heart should come out. Then really this thing is sadhan bhajan. But now it's off.
Closer to which one?
Huh?
Which one are you closer to?
I'm okay. Like?
No, I don't like it.
Don't like?
I don't like it. You're un-okay. How do we understand that, Maharaj, that somebody who is transcendental to the modes of nature and doesn't have any karma like you, yet you appear to be ill sometimes? How do we understand that?
अखिलेश की कौन है?
मौसी
है। आगरा से आ रहे हैं। अभी तो हमारे पास ही था अखिलेश। ओ अखिलेश, इनको पहचानता है कौन है? इनको पानी उनी तो खिलाओ। You are okay? Why you are okay?
Because I'm sitting here.
Is it okay to ask that question?
I'm
that I
not
did?
Okay, because I'm not chanting, doing Om Bhajan Sadhan, sitting idle, doing Katha.
Huh?
What are you
doing? This is not serious.
কারণ
সে খারাপ হয়ে গেছে। আর একটা
ওটাকে দেখলি না? তোমরা ঠিক সময়টা দেখবে না,
আমরা পেট খারাপ বলে তো ছিলাম না।
বাইর বেটা কি করবো, হাতে কি মালা লাগিয়েছি,
এটা রং করছিলাম।
কি রং?
চেয়ারগুলোতে রং করেছি সারা রং।
You have colored all the front door, back side?
Yes.
No. Back?
Door to the back?
Huh?
No.
What?
Back side. Other side is closed.
I get no time for doing bhajan. I am chanting and reading book. Never press my time go. Always thinking, what to do, what to do. So I am not doing.
But you're always living with Krishna anyway.
Huh?
You're always living with Krishna anyway.
I always think that I cannot do. Only take prasadam and sleep. Again take prasadam and sleep. And talk. I do talk. Doing nothing. I give so many plans, so many harikatha to others, but not by my heart, for myself. So I am thinking what to do.
But you can see Krishna's pastimes everywhere.
Any question?
Well, I had just asked a question before. How can we understand how someone who's beyond the modes of nature, a pure devotee, who doesn't have karma, when he gets sick or has to go to the hospital, how do we understand that?
That's just mercy. Two things. His own past karma, due to his own bad and good karma, what he has done. Thoughts are coming now. We should avail all these things. Satyam kampam susumik samana. Bhunjana evatma kutam vipakam. We have done in past, and now this action, reaction is coming.
We can say that about ourselves, but someone who is beyond karma, someone...
Then we should. She is telling. Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit. First he said no. In connection with his own. But for others, you will see that satyenu kampam, we should see that Krishna mercy is there. Krishna is doing kripa to them. In so many hitters, for gopis, he goes outside of gopis. And gopis are weeping and they are so sad, telling that himself that we have done anything wrong in past life, that Krishna has run our side. So regarding ourselves, we should know that for past time, sins are good, we are having all this. And for others, Krishna is doing mercy to them. How? I think that I am so angry. I am so wretched. And so karmi, that always I am busy with karma. but Krishna has helped me heal. So that is so subtle. I wonder, they are going everywhere. No? I have no time to do that. By mercy, Krishna thought that he will not go. So he must be ill, so that he will not go here and there, and he will chant. So it is the mercy of Krishna that he has made so. I have anger. He has felt me ill. Eh? How will I will be angry to others? All are serving me. So I am debtor to them. So I will have to think that I should make him. At that time I am without help. Alone. No help. Ja rahi hain? So if I'm angry, I'm so weak. And if I will angry, they will do like this. Understand? No? But
if
I am weak,
right,
and I will be angry to any very stout person, then he will do like this and do like this. With you. So by fear, I will not angry. So Krishna has created such a circumstances that you should not be angry. If you will be angry, they will beat you. You should not abuse anyone. If you will be abused, they will beat you. So Krishna has done so much, so good for us.
Why?
Circumstances that I have to hotly check me. So this is customer. I am so luster. Krishna has fallen ill. How can you do? So it is Krishna. I was so laborious and my body was so strong. In my young age, always going, moving here and there. No? So Krishna fell me ill, and Gurudev ordered that you cannot go here and there, so you should translate Bangla Bhakti book in Hindi, and you should manage to publish a monthly magazine. So by force I have to live here. Guru Maharaj created a mutt here for me, that he will live here, read books. He gave me so many books here because I was in at that time Christian. Fell me ill, and then I was bound to read books sitting in illness and writing something. I became at last I became a very famous editor, knowing everything. This was the mercy of Krishna that I fell in. If I was not ill by the Krishna mercy, I could not read books. I would have been ignorant one. So everything is this. Policy and mercy of God. Your spiritual master went in sleep and keeping in all the earth, all babies and boys, infants, all their infants, very little young boys, knowing nothing. He lifts them. And when we should see that it was the mercy of his mercy, Krishna mercy and your spiritual master's mercy, they should preach, they should learn anything. If he was present, they will not learn more. It may be that they would quarrel and disobey Bhaktivedanta Swami. Some occasions were coming and they were ready to disobey. He knew all this and mercifully he taught all these things. How they should be encouraged, how should be they should not be aparadhi to us. Aparadhi to us.